Diary, November 1890. Washington to Brooklyn, New York, November 13th to 20th, 1890. November 13th, 1890. Washington. In the morning, I am not feeling well. I feel sensibly the taxation that was upon me through hard labor at Sands, Virginia. There is a gathering in my ear. I visited Dr. Davis, who is one with us in the faith. He examined my teeth and tells me that there is nothing to be done to them. I am relieved, for I feared that my teeth might cause the pain in my ear. Dr. Davis tells me his mother is coming today at noon. He telegraphed for her when he heard I was coming to Washington. Our acquaintance with Sister Davis has been for the past 40 years. She lived with her husband in Woodstock, Maine. Her husband died a few years since. She spends the winters with her son, who is one of the superior dentists, and has held an important position in a high institution of learning for years, educating a class in dentistry. He gave up his position because of the Sabbath, and now he practices dentistry, giving himself wholly to his profession, yet continuing his lectures before the students. Washington. This day was not without its trials. There is a sense of exhaustion. I try to leave my case in the hands of God. I keep my mind in a praying, supplicating position, that the Lord will impart to me His own Holy Spirit. For I know that without His special help, I shall not be able to speak to the people. I have to understand what it is to fight the fight of faith. The enemy seeks so hard to cast his hellish shadow before my pathway that he may shut out the blessed presence of Jesus, who is life and light and truth. I have not been able to speak nights without paying the penalty in a sleepless night. We rode in the streetcar about 3/4 of an hour to the hall, the place of meeting. This was a commodious place. The hall was full, and I spoke with freedom upon the lesson of Christ to his disciples, the vine and the branches, John 15. The Lord gave me much freedom, and the trembling of nerves left me after I had spoken about 5 minutes. His grace strengthened me. My own soul was watered while I was trying to water others, and I knew the presence of Jesus was in our midst. His Spirit and grace were watering the seed sown. Praise the name of the Lord! I sought to bring before the people the necessity of knowing what Jesus Christ was to us individually. A theoretical knowledge of Jesus Christ is quite universal, but a practical knowledge of Jesus Christ, those only who are in truth united as the branch to the parent vine stock, know what Jesus is to them. They draw the sap and the nourishment from the living vine, and they yield the same fruit as the parent stock. November 14, 1890. Washington. We had the privilege of speaking to some I had met 2 years before when I visited Washington, and my heart rejoiced to see a goodly number who had embraced the truth since that time. Many noble, intelligent men and women pressed forward to take my hand and expressed their pleasure in hearing me speak. Their earnest request for me to spend a few weeks with them and teach them the way of the Lord more perfectly. We found the cab waiting for us. We went directly from the meeting to the depot. Brother Blank accompanied us to the city of New York. My son Willie left Wednesday night in response to the second urgent request from Elder Olson to meet him just as early as possible. I consented to have him leave the same night. He arrived in Washington at noon, 12 o'clock, and left at 11 o'clock at night. We were pleased to learn a train left about 10 p.m. My berth had been procured, and I had the privilege of resting in my berth. When we reached Baltimore, the car we were in was filled with an offensive oil smell, combined with heavy smoke. I was afraid the firebox, axle, was on fire and that this caused the smoke. We tarried some time in Baltimore, and I tried to keep my breathing organs covered so as not to take into my lungs the oppressive atmosphere that was almost stifling. November 15, 1890, Brooklyn, New York. We arrived here in this city Friday morning. I was pleased to ride all the way from the ferry and the streetcar and not on the elevated railroad. We had a good room assigned to my use exclusively, but the elevated railroad goes directly by the house, and I was fearful the thundering noise would prevent me from sleeping. There is a large company who are being accommodated in three different tenements. Brooklyn, New York. I spoke to a full house at 11 o'clock Sabbath a.m. with much freedom. I do not think I have ever seen a better class of people before me. There was nobility and intelligence. We had a good social meeting. Many excellent testimonies were born. The sisters, Charlotte and Sarah Haskins, whom I knew in my youth, were present to hear me. I was glad to meet them. Spoke from John 15. Brooklyn, New York, Sunday, November 16th. I spoke to the people with much freedom, from 2 Peter 1, first 8 verses. November 17th, 1890, Brooklyn, New York. Attended morning meeting, and spoke to the people with much freedom upon the subject of faith and the righteousness of Christ. Brother Lindsay made decided confession to the point. He called those forward who desired a deeper work of grace in their hearts. Quite a number responded, and by request, I prayed in their behalf. The Lord came graciously near to bless us, and we know that He has peace and rest for the souls of all who come to Him as their only hope. We so much desire the softening, subduing influence of the Spirit of God upon our own hearts. I remained for the conference meeting and was requested to speak and say what I thought of having a ministerial school established in Brooklyn, united with a school for the canvassers and educating Bible readers. I told them I was not prepared to speak to the point intelligently. I wished to give the subject more reflection and earnest prayer, seeking counsel from God. November 18, 1890, Brooklyn, New York. Attended morning meeting. We had an excellent meeting. Many live testimonies were born. I tried to impress upon the people that we must have simplicity of faith and perfect trust in our Heavenly Father. I felt urged by the Spirit of God to speak plainly. We remained for the conference meeting, and many important matters were discussed. I was again called on for my counsel in reference to having a school held in New York City. I answered that I had light upon this matter, that I could now speak. It was not advisable to have a school, in New York, for the purpose of educating ministers or canvassers. There was such a school already in session in Battle Creek. Facilities and a combination of varied talents were positively essential to make such a school a complete success. To have one man's mind, one man's mold, and one man's talent as educator, or even the talents of two or three men, were not all that was necessary. There must be a broader and deeper work in educating ministers to understand the Scriptures and to labor intelligently and devotedly, humbly walking with God. The work of fitting up canvassers was another thing, although this work also demanded that men appointed to educate in this line should be men who were in close communion with God. Brooklyn, New York. I arose at 4 o'clock. Sought the Lord in prayer. This is a day of feebleness to me, yet I will put my trust in God, who is my helper and my God. I wrote many pages to be used at the present time, at the close of this year, 1890. With Sarah, I fulfilled an engagement to take dinner with Brother and Sister King. Again, I mounted two pairs of stairs to reach the elevated railroad to take the cars for their place. We had one change. I feel very disagreeable in riding so high up in the air. We had a very pleasant visit. Sister King is the sister of Sister Tay, and one with whom we have been long acquainted.